Okay, we're starting Kufi Beis, Halacha Beis. Yesh Mekayim Shema Kilim B'davar. Last week we had that there's an Isser of Pas Akum. So now the Mechaber says Yesh Mekayim Shema Kilim B'davar. There are people who are Mekel.
And Sif Beis already?
Sif Beis.
They didn't know anything about the Ramah, about the Pas Hadosh and Pas Kipin.
Right, because we're that question of whether those things are or not, whether, do you mean is whether that thing should be Oil or Shulchan Aruch? Which part of the question?
Yeah, whatever.
For Bishlag. We'll leave that to Kufi Gimel. What did you say?
Yeah, fine.
It's just in passing. Okay. So v'loichem pas minachtem hoyvdechavim. They buy bread from a non-Jewish baker. The makom she'ishem nachti yisrael. If there's a place where there's no Jewish baker in that town, then they shehi shasatchak. There's a shasatchak. So they're soymach. They buy pas, what we call pas palter. He calls it pas minachtem. And the Rama says v'yeshem dafiv makom shpas yisrael matzu yishari. That even in a case where there is pas yisrael available, still you're allowed to buy the pass from a palter of a kachom. Okay, we're going to stop here in the middle of the din, but we'll emerge Hashem next time. Okay, so now, what is this going on in this din? So the before we actually get to the din itself, I found the Gemara about pass Yisrael, or pass Akka, whichever one you want to call it, is very unusual to my mind. The Mishnah says a whole bunch of things are Asr, a whole bunch of things that belong to Goyim are Asr, pass and Shemen and wine, a whole bunch of things are usher. Not wine, is in the previous, but a whole bunch of things are usher. And the Gemara starts with the Gemara about Pasach, and there's one Gemara about it, basically. And the Gemara says, this is how the Gemara starts. Don't think that Bezdin was mad to this isher. It starts off with like a guilty conscience. Don't think it's mutter. Don't think, what do you think like that? It's like a very unusual way. It doesn't say, it says no dinim. In fact, we'll see, maybe next week, the Torah is Madaik, that the dinim of Pasach, many blot later. But the Gemara says is don't think that it's mutter. What does the Gemara mean? And then the Gemara Taka comes out, a bunch of people who say that maybe Taka is mutter. Maybe there is a heter of pas, and we'll see more about that in a second. The Gemara starts saying that maybe the gzera that there was is not so usher anymore. The whole that Mishnah says that it's usher, maybe it's not so true. And there's a bunch of different sheets in the Gemara. If you look at the Yerushalmi on that Mishnah, and it's Yerushalmi and Shabbos also says. There are different Gersoris in the Yerushalmi, but according to many of the Gersoris in the Yerushalmi says that the Gzera of Pas Akum was taken back. Okay, that's a Shaila in exactly what the Gers is, but there's a Yerushalmi that maybe says that they took back the Gzera of Pas Akum.
Of any Pas
Akum? Excuse me? So it depends on the Gers. I'm not talking about what the... No, they took it back. They took off the Isser.
Right. They were
Mabatel. Right. What the details are, that depends on the Gers. We're going to talk about that in a second. But the Yerushalmi says something about taking it back. And the Gemara says, then the Gemara a little bit later in the Babli says a little bit like this. It says, there was a group, I forgot who it was, a bunch of people who said their bezin sat down and took off the Isser of Shemen Akum. There used to be an Isser called Shemen Akum, the Isser. Okay. So they took off the Isser of Shemen Akum. So they said, let's go and be matir the Isser of Pas Akum also. They said, you know what, if we can be matir the Isser of Pas Akum, what are they going to say about us? We're matir all these surim, how is it going to look? So they decided not to be matir. Okay? But that's the kind of, the way they were looking at it, they were about to do it, and they said, it's not going to look good. So they didn't do it.
That's
what we got our problem. So the kasha is like this. The Ron is the kasha on this. He says, what's going on? We have a rule that once a bezin makes a tzera, that another bezin is not allowed to be mocked by a tzera unless the gotam and the b'chacham of minyan. You can't just be mocked. We can't get up and say, we decided that the Isser, I don't know, some Isser that was made 1,000 years ago, Venus Akum. We had enough of it. We're not that Isser anymore. We can't just get rid of an Isser. So how can it be that that they could just... The Gemara says maybe they were Mavatel. The Yerushalmi says they all were Mavatel. The Bavli says they were thinking about being Mavatel. What's going on here? So the Ron says that there are three levels in the way Xerah could be. He says if you have a Xerah that was created and you didn't follow it, the way he's Pashat Barov Yisrael, then that Xerah cannot be taken back by any Bezin, even if they're greater than the original Bezin. Okay, even if it's godly menu, he brings a raya from a Gemara about Yud Ches Tavar, that even if the bezin is greater, if it's a gzera that's spread through Klal Yisrael, you can't take it back no matter what. The second is, if you have a gzera which is not accepted by people just, they didn't take to it. But it's something that's within reason that they could have taken it, within reason that they might have accepted it, but they never caught on and people never took that gzera. So that's the gzera that has to be... can only be taken back by a bezin which is godum menu b'chachum minyan. As it is, it stands, The only people who could take it back are someone who's as great or greater than the people who made the Xer. And the lowest level is if you have a Xer that was never accepted by Yidden. And it wasn't accepted because it's not realistic. They couldn't do it. It was too hard. They just couldn't pull it off. That Xer stays in place, but any person in the world could take it off. Okay, I guess you have to be representative of some group. I guess you can't get three guys get together a shtibbur one day. But any bezin that represents, I guess, some kind of, you know, meaningful bezin can take off that zera. They don't have to be called the men of
Chachma. Which is what's the third category?
The third category is that it was not accepted by Yidden, but it was not accepted because it just wasn't lamais. It was too hard for them. They weren't able to do it. It was just too hard. So therefore, let's say Shemen, the reason why they took of the zera Shemen is because it was just they people had never really taken to that zera. They never accepted it, and they didn't take to it because it was too hard. It wasn't.
Does he bring a proof for this? Or
well, his proofs are that the Gemara here says they took off the Xer of Shemin. They would think would take off their pass. There's another Gemara that says that the Xeris of Yud Ches Davar, nobody could take them off no matter what. And we have this rule that says that there are Xeris that a Bezin that's called the Man of Chof Minyan can take it off, but a lower Bezin, a Bezin who's not as great, can't take it off. So we have these three different types of Xeris. So he's telling you which one fits into which. That's he's putting into place, but he has three different Gemaras telling you how you take off a Xeris. So to speak. Okay? So now, Tosha on our Gemara that talks about taking off the Xeris says, what do you see from the fact that the people were thinking about taking off the Xeris and Pasakim? Right? They said they were going to take it off. They said, no, it won't look good if we take it off. So you see, it must have been the kind of Xeris that had not been accepted by Eden, and it was not, they weren't Yochalamed by it. Because had it been accepted by Eden, or had it was Xeris that was that the Tzibur could have done, then they wouldn't have been able to. The people in the Gemara weren't as great as the ones who made this Xer. They couldn't have taken it off. LMI, you see that it was a kind of Xer that was not accepted, and it was not a Xer that people could really handle. And therefore, Taisa says, the reason why we're... He doesn't, in as much detail, I'm putting the Taisa and the Man together. But Taisa says, it was a kind of Xer that could be taken off, okay, which, according to the Ram, means because people didn't accept it, and it was not realistic for people to do it. It was too hard. So Taisa says, therefore, the reason why nowadays, in his times, no one is makbid on Pasatim is because some bezin along the way must have taken it off. We see from the Gemara that it was open. It was like ready to be taken off by anybody. It was the kind of Xer that any bezin could get together. The seriously bezin could sit down and say, we're taking off the Xer of Pasatim. Anybody, any bezin could have done that. So if any bezin could have done that, Taisa says, how come we don't do it now? It must be that some bezin must have actually... in fact, done that. We don't have a record of it. And there's Yushamis and Bavlis who keep talking about it, who are talking about maybe they're taking it off, they're thinking that they're almost, all kinds of ideas like that. So Taisa says, it must have been that some Bezdim must have taken it off, and that's why no one's makbid on Pasach. That's what Taisa says. Okay, so this is where we sort of get our feeling for...
Where is this?
This Taisa is on Laman Ham Beis. It's right there on this Gemara. It's Laman Ham Beis, Nabu Dzar. So Taisa says that, obviously someone took it off. Okay, now, before we get into the different sheetas as to what was taken off and, you know, what happened to the Xerah, you have to, just to put into perspective, the reason why this Xera, everybody speaks out, the reason why this Xera was possibly taken off, or partially taken off, or something happened to this Xera of Pasachim, is because of two things, okay? And they are that bread is, well, the two related things.
Staple.
Bread is such a staple food. People, mamas, lived on bread. And also, the Yidden didn't have control of bakeries. You didn't have a choice to open up Tel Aviv bakery and make your own bread. Okay, it was under government control, whatever we'll say. The person who was allowed to own the bakery was not a Yid. He had no responsibility to let you come in and stoke his fires or do whatever you wanted to do to his things. So the Yidden were stuck. There was no way to get to bread. And bread was such an important food. Therefore, that's why we're even going to talk about that. There were people who talk about getting off the Xera, as opposed to, let's say, Bishlakim. Bishlakim, first of all, is not such an important food. There are other things to eat, and you make food yourself. You didn't go every time you wanted to eat a piece.
Yeah, people made their own bread. Yeah.
I don't know why.
I
don't understand why. I don't understand the.
Collective.
I don't understand. So I don't understand the details of it. Why did they make regular food? I'm not sure.
Maybe they sell flour in the supermarket.
I don't understand. But whatever it is, the control of the ovens, everyone's talking about how the Goyim controlled the ovens, and people needed to have bread. So because of that, that's why it was so difficult, and that's why we're talking about that people considered, or they did, or possibly, or partially, took off the Xer. Yeah, but it's because bread has this special, or what we call pot, has these special properties. Okay. Now, so this there are, who knows, I don't know how, I can't count, there are many, I'm going to tell you like five or six, but there's many, many sheets as to what happened to the Xer Pasakim. There was a Xer, Pasakim was also, and now what happened?
Where did the Xer go? Palter and okay. Advice, where is that?
We're coming to that. Okay. So the Chiluk between, I actually about to say that. The Gemara, the Bavli, says, in one of its variations of what might be mutter, the Gemara itself has two or three sheetas, says that maybe the pas of a palter, a baker, might be mutter, and the reason why the reason of a palter should be mutter is because we know that the whole gzeir of pasakim is because of chasnas. If you'll eat his bread, you'll get friendly with him, and that might lead to intermarriage. Okay, so that's the reason for the gzeir. So if in a case of a palter, the baker, you have no warm feelings towards the baker. You don't care to the baker for the fact that he gave you a piece of bread. He's not giving you bread because he's your friend. He's giving you bread because he's running a business. He takes 20 loaves of bread, and anyone can come buy one. So the fact that you got a loaf of bread from him doesn't cause any kirva. And therefore, in that case, there's no svara for there to be an isser pasakim. In fact, there would have been an Isser Pasakim, but when they were taking back the Xerah, or whatever, we'll see in a second, when they were undoing the Xerah, that's the case that was the, so to speak, the easiest to take off, because that was the case that had the least, the whole time for the Xerah didn't apply in that case. So if we were choosing which to take off, that had the least reason to be Osir, and it had the most benefit to make it Mutter. Because the benefit that we needed was people had to be able to go to the bakery and buy bread. So the need was for a palter, and palter had the least case of chasnus. So the whole reason for the gzeira was there. So between those two reasons, the Gemara says maybe palter is mutter. Now the Gemara says another thing also. The Gemara says maybe basada is mutter. Another one that's talking to the Gemara is that maybe if you're out in the middle of no place, okay, you know, you're just like, you know, in the middle of Yupitzel, and you need some food to eat, Rashi says it's such an unusual case, it's not going to lead to chasnus. You meet a guy in the street, you say, oh my God, you know, he I don't know the guy's, the mashgiach, rolls into town at 11 o'clock at night, he needs something to eat, and he meets a guy and he says, you know, can I have a loaf of bread? He gives him some bread, so that's not going to lead to kirva. So that's another starting to go on the Marpi mode. Okay, but the idea of palter is in the Bavli, it might be in Yerushalmi also. The palt that we, which is what we're saying over here, that there's a case that palter is mutter, is because the palter has, the time for the gzera doesn't apply. Since the time for the gzera doesn't apply, it's the case that's the easiest to take the isser off of. It's the case that has the least reason to be also, so the most, okay. The Rambam holds, so now let's go through some of the more first extreme sheetahs. The Rambam, if I understand correctly, holds that the Xer is as is, no changes. And others say exactly the opposite, that because it was so hard for people to hold up to this Xerah, the entire Xerah was taken off. Not just parts of it, and not just Palter, the whole thing was just thrown out. Just like Shem and Akum, no one is mocked on Shem and Akum. So also the whole Xerah Pazakum was taken off. And another, like, in-between sheet is, that in cases where there's no Jewish bread around, in that case the whole gzera goes off. Okay, and that's going to be that shita, that if there's no Jewish bread around, you could eat almost anything, that's in Sifches. We're going to get to that later. That's not what the Mechav and the Ramah are talking about. The two like middle shitas, which is we're most familiar with, are the Mechav and the Ramah, which are, one sheet is, that since people needed to have bread. So in cases where there's no pas, palter, shel yisrael available, then you're allowed to eat pas, palter, shalakum. Okay, you're allowed to eat from a not-Jewish baker if there are no Jewish bakers around. If there's a Jewish baker around, then you're not allowed to. That's like sort of addressing the specific need. If you don't have a palter yisrael around, then you're in a city that only has a not-Jewish baker, then you can eat from the pas, shel palter, that's the mechaber shita. But if there is Jewish bread around, you're not allowed to eat the pas, palter shalakum. That's the Mechaber Shita. And the Ramah Shita is that since there was this great need for people to eat pas, people couldn't handle not being able to eat pas from Goyim, therefore they took off the gzera. There's no gzera of pas, palter shalakum in any case. Even if there is palter shalakum available, it doesn't make a difference. It's always mutter. You could always eat pas, palter shalakum. Okay? So the Mechaber says you could eat it when you need to, and the Ramah says you could eat it in all cases. Because of the need, you could eat it in all cases.
What's the basis of the Mechaber that you can eat it when you need to? He says that because Shas HaChag, you know the choice, or because that's how the Gzeir went?
You shouldn't show it, but you have the Vuh. I was about to say, two for two. So the Shach says, Pshat is like this. The Shach says, that not that I could say that this reads so easily into the way the Beis Yosef brings it, but the Shach says like this. He says, I'm going to answer the Beis Yosef's Kash like this. The Shach says, the Mechaber and the Ramah are arguing have a, like a sort of a base argument that they're not saying, which is like this. The Mechaber holds the Gzera was never taken back. The Isra of Pasatum stands in its place. It's a kind of a Chachamim let you off, B'shas Atchak. A guy is sick. We matter certainly soon to Rabbanon. If a guy is sick, the Chacham would let you do it. So here they made like a sort of a permanent, long-term dispensation. If you're stuck, you're in a place that has no Pas Shal Yisrael, fine, you could go ahead, you could eat Pas Balta. So it was like a, it was like, since you're stuck, we're letting you off the hook. That was a, it was, what?
It was like never part of the
no, it was part of the Gzera. Just like if you go to the Rav and say, look, I'm sick. Can I take this medicine? Can I do this thing? He would say, it's only this with Rabbanon, and for certain things we could be Mekel. So
that's
it was
built into that.
Well, it's sort of like, right, it's like sort of like more like a traditional way to answer a shayla of an Issa Drabbanan. But in this case, it's made permanent in that it's that, no, here it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you don't have a Paltu Shalakim, you can eat from Paltu Shalakim, you can eat from Paltu Shalakim. Right? It's sort of made permanent, but it's within the regular rules. That's what you mean. It's like in the regular rules of, what do you do with Issa Drabbanan? An Issa Drabbanan is a little more cow. A person is stuck, he could be matter in certain cases. That's how the Mechaber holds. And the Rama holds, no. The Rama holds that because of the doichak of not being able to have bread, therefore the Gzera was taken back, or partially taken back. Taken back to the extent that in a case of a palter, you're allowed to eat it. Since there's no cure for there, there's no real reason for the Gzera, so in that case they took it back. So took it back means, it's not only mutter because I'm stuck, even if I'm not stuck, if I like Arnold's bread better than Tel Aviv bread, if Arnold's bread and Tel Aviv bread are both available, and I choose Arnold's bread, go ahead, it's no problem. If I like it better, it's going to be a later dinner. Okay, that's a later dinner. Okay, but if they, I don't even know what's kosher anymore. But if you want to choose one of them, you could choose one of them. You don't have to have any excuses to do that. Okay, now, so that's within the shittas. Now, the shach, the next shach, says 2 points. That's what I want to talk over here. Drop out. I'm going to say them out of order. His second point is that even though the Ramah says that if pas palter shal akum is mutter, even if you have Pas Yisrael available, the Shach says, miu nira, that it's a good idea to be machmer. Okay? He says, it's a good idea to be machmer and not be simul on what the Ramah said. The Ramah said, you could eat Pas Palter Shal Akum, even if there's Pas Yisrael available. The Shach says, you know, miu nira, it's better to be machmer for the Mechaber Shita. And the simple, here's what I'm going to say, why? And the simple understanding for what he's saying is that back up a second. The Shach says he means to say it's to be machmer for the Shita Samachaber, not to be machmer to say to always eat Pas Yisrael. It's machmer for the Shita Samachaber that when Pas Yisrael is available, you should eat the Pas Yisrael. And you sort of get the feeling that what he's saying is that I'm only telling you to be machmer in cases when there's Pas Yisrael available. So this is not a very difficult Shita to be machmer for. It's like, come on guys, it's very easy. The Machaber only holds you have to be machmer when it's available. So it means if you go, you're deep in Wisconsin, there's no pasta so available. I'm not telling you to be machmer there. I'm only telling you, if you're on Devon, you could just as well go to Tel Aviv, so buy the bread there also. So like, it's like sort of like, come on, it's so easy to be machmer for the Shita of the Mechaber. It's sort of what he's trying to say. Okay, now. This is the Shach. This is the Shach says, he says, miu nira, that you should be machmer for the Shita of the Mechaber. That's what he says. And I'm understanding. The way he sounds it is like, it's like the whole Shita of the Mechaber is only mechayev you to do it in cases when you can. So what's the big deal? You could do it anyway. You're looking at two packages. One is passes on, one is not passes on. Like, why not? Like, what's the Mechaber would hold, you should do. The Ramah hold, you don't have to. But why not do the Shita Mechaber? Okay, now, the Shach then says a second thing. He says it first. The Shach says another thing, which is, if you look in Hilchos, Asher Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, or whatever it is, it says over there, that during Asher Simei Tshuva, the people who are makel about Pas Akum should be machmer during Asher Simei Tshuva. That's what it says. The implication from our Shach, and even more so,
Akum or Palter.
Oh, so even more so, that's what I'm about to say, even more so the Mishmur over there has the Mashmos, that he means to say is, the people who during the whole year are makel about Pas Palter, like the Ramah, should be Machmer, like the Mechaber, during Asher Simei Tshuva. Okay? Meaning, not to say that they should only eat Pas Yisrael during Asher Simei Tshuva, but that during Asher Simei Tshuva, they should do like the Mechaber, who says that where it's available to have Pas Yisrael, they should choose that. Am I making sense? Okay. Not that you should just automatically eat Pas Yisrael, but where it's available, which is what the Mechaber holds. If it's available Pas Yisrael, you should eat the Pas Yisrael, and we'll see more in the next bunch of dinim what it means available. What does that mean to say that if it's available? Okay. Now, what's the reason for following the Shita Samachaber during Aseret Shemit Tshuva. What's the point? Where does it come from, such a thing, that during Aseret Shemit Tshuva you should try to be machmer for the Shita? Okay, so the Tor in Hilchos Aseret Shemit Tshuva, whatever it is, or Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, says, brings it from Yerushalmi, which is not talking about Pas Yisrael at all. Yerushalmi says that there were people, there was an Indian, that for 7 days of the year, you should eat your chulin b'tayra. Okay, most people are not makbet to eat chulin like chuma, with the chumras of chuma. It's a good thing that for 7 days of the year, you should eat chulin b'tayra. And what are those 7 days? What are those 7 days? Those are during the days of the Asherah Shemichu. Okay, so, and the Torah says that nowadays, I guess it's like no one even dreams of eating chulin b'tayra. I guess that's like sort of like where it's coming from. So what we should do is, those who are make of a pas palter should eat Pas Yisrael. Okay, it should be machmir for the Shita Samachab.
Oh, the Torah's not saying that's Pshat in Yishalmi?
Yishalmi says Chulim B'tayra. I don't think he's saying it as
Pshat. He's interpreting it as
Pshat. I'm getting to that in a second. I was waiting you to say that. So I'm getting to that in a second. Okay. So the Torah, I don't think that it says it in Yishalmi, and I don't think he's reading it to Yishalmi. I think that he's just saying, and like for us, we should do this thing. If I understand it correctly. I'm not sure. I think that's what he says. So now I just want to tell you what some people say nowadays. I want to put together the two parts of the Shach. There are people who follow what the Shach says, that they follow the Shita Samachaber all year round. All year round, they follow the Machaber, that where Pas Yisrael is available, that's what they eat. They try to do like the Shach, that where it's available, they eat it. So now, what's going to happen when it comes to Hashem Shemei Tshuva? Okay? So those people are trying to be more careful and be more religious, more, I don't know, sincere, during Asher Shemei Tshuva. Well, if all year round they follow Shita Samachaber, what are they going to do during Asher Shemei Tshuva? Well, they can eat Chulim B'Tayra, they can do that, but I mean, if they're not going to do that, what are they going to do during Asher Shemei Tshuva? So the official thing that it says in Shulchan Aruch is, if you're Mekel B'Pas Palter, then be Machmir like the Machaber B'Pas Palter. Well, what am I supposed to do if I'm the guy who eats Pas, who's Machmir like the Machaber B'Pas Yisrael all year round? What should I do during Asher Shemei Tshuva? So, you can do tshuva, chol Yisrael, you can eat yashad, you could be makan and bedon l'chaveroi, I don't know, you could be nice to your children, you can do 100 things, right? But I'm just saying is that, so some contemporary poskim say is like this, if you or your ram are makan the shittas of the machaber, that when Pas Yisrael is available, you should eat only Pas Yisrael, during Asher Shemei Tshuva, you should bump yourself up a higher level, which is, that even if Pas Yisrael is not available, you should only eat Pas Yisrael. Okay, that's not, that, I don't believe that that's the din of what it says in Taf Reish Gimel. In Taf Reish Gimel it says, you should be machmir for the Shita of the Machaber. But if you're machmir like the Shita of the Machaber all year round, so now what do you do? And it's too hard for you to be nice, and not speak Lashon Hara, be nice to your neighbors, so well, you got to pick something else. So for you, their thing is, then that people have said it, so that you should choose is to be machmir on Pas Yisrael, even when Pas Yisrael is not available. Okay, to not eat Pas Palter, even if Pas Yisrael is not available, which is not the Shita Samachaber, it's not a day that's even important in Shulchan Aruch. What I'm trying to make the point is that people, although there are people who say, contemporary person who say, is during Aseret Shemei Tshuva, you should only eat Pas Yisrael, even when it's the Pas Palter, even when Pas Yisrael is not available, I mean, you should not eat Pas Palter at all. I don't think that they're trying to say that that's what the Machaber says in Taf Reish Gimel, but they're trying to say it's the same feeling that the Machaber is giving across, which is you should be more careful about things. During that time, he said to be machmir like the Machaber. If you're like machmir like the Machaber, like all year round, you got to find something else to do. And therefore, people have taken to only eating Pas Yisrael all year round. And we'll see in the coming dinim that the Shita of the Machaber, if being machmir for the Machaber or not the Machaber, has limitations. I mean, I'm going to give you just as an example. If there's no such thing as Pas Yisrael pretzels, okay, don't ask me where they need to be. Let's assume that they need to be, and there are no Pas Yisrael pretzels available, that even the Machaber holds that you could eat Pas Palter pretzels. Okay, so I'm saying the Shita of the Machaber is not such a chomer to Kashita. We'll see in the coming dinim that it's very limited, only in cases which are really available. You know, so you'll see, very available, then you could do it. Okay, now, while I'm here, I'm going to mention two sort of opposite things. One is that the Torah and the Beis Yosef bring a Shita of the Ga'inim, okay, which is not so well known. The Shita of the Ga'inim who say that, it's not Baruch Hashem, not well known, who say, no, Baruch Hashem means because of the way we live, who say that if a person has no bread available, that even then on Shabbos, he's allowed to eat Pas not pas palter, pas balabayas. Okay, he's allowed to eat even pas balabayas because there are questions. This is at most a drabonin, and there are many who hold that the whole xer was taken off completely. And eating on Shabbos is also probably the same with the raisa. So on Shabbos, you should, if you don't have pas shel Yisrael available, you can even eat pas balabayas, even pas from a goy, from your goyish neighbor who baked you a loaf of bread. You can eat it on Shabbos.
And okay? Akum.
Mamas of an Akum of a Balabayas, he's not even a pauper. He's not even a baker. He's just an Akum. So that's one extreme. And I say, Baruch Hashem, I mean, we don't live in any kind of dechat like that, that people are mamas like so have nothing to eat that they're holding by this level. Okay, that's why nobody brings it. Now, but the opposite, on the opposite extreme, is at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah brings a tough membeis. Mishnah Berurah brings Magen Avraham, who says that L'Kavod Shabbos, a person should eat Pasei Shalom Shabbos. Okay, that's what he says. He says, L'Kavod Shabbos, you should, on Shabbos you should eat Pasei Shalom. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over there is not, so there are no diukim that I see there, that this din of eating Pasei Shalom on Shabbos is only like the Mechaber. If you just read the words, your implication is that on Shabbos, you should only eat Pasei Shalom no matter what. No matter what. Okay, that's the implication you get from reading the Mishnah Berurah. So my example before of pretzels, if there be no Pasei Shalom pretzels available, then that Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that you should not eat pretzels on Shabbos. Okay, that's what he seems to be saying. The reason why I think it's not correct is because where did this din come from that on Shabbos you should eat Pasei Shalom? Where did that din, what's the makar to that fine idea that on Shabbos you should Pasei Shalom? You know where it comes from? It comes from the Torah in Tefesh Gimel. Because the Yerushalmi says, for 7 days a year, you should be makbid and only eat Chulun B'Taira, which we're saying means only eat Pasei Shalom. Okay? So everybody says, hold on a second, guys. It's the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. There was supposed to be 10 days of Tshuva. Nine. What are you telling me only for 7 days?
Nine.
Okay, we're not going to end your Kippur. So what's 7 days? Why does the Yerushalmi
say
Why does the Yerushalmi say that you should do it only for 7 days?
Obviously,
on Shabbos and Yontif, you of course would be makbid for those kind of things. That's like, doesn't he have to tell you to do that? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha also. So why is it at 6 days? That's another kasha. So the Magen Avraham says they were kasha period, they only had whatever. Okay, that's a different kasha. That doesn't make difference. So that's another kasha. Why does it? So the Magen Avraham says that the Yerushalmi that says, and the Dark Yamarsha is Maram is at this, that the Yerushalmi that says that you have to have, that for 7 days you have to be makbid is telling you, it's like sort of without even bothering, of course you know that on Shabbos and Yontif, you're makbid to only eat Chulun B'Taira or Pasei Shalom, all those kind of things. So now, if the din of eating on Shabbos, eating Pasei Shalom on Shabbos, it comes from the same Yerushalmi, the same Torah that said that you should do it during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the whole din is saying is to be makbid like the Shittas HaMechaber. So then, on Shabbos, when we have this Chumrah to only eat Pasei Shalom, it means like the Shittas HaMechaber. It's the same din. It's not a different din of being makbid. This din of being makbid on Shabbos is the same din that the Torah is saying in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah to say that on Aseret Yemei Tshuva you should be makbid. So Aseret Yemei Tshuva means do it during these Aseret Yemei Tshuva and on every Shabbos and Yom Tov. And then we just separated those din and put one over there, one over here, one in Tuf Membeis and one in Reish Membeis and one in Tuf Reish Gimel. But it's really the same din. So if the din in Tuf Reish Gimel is just to go like the Shittas HaMechaber, there it's more clear that he means to go like the Shittas HaMechaber, then L'Chadra, the din in Reish Membeis, that on Shabbos you pass this whole, also means to say you should eat like the Shittas HaMechaber. That almost there is L'Chadra to eat like the Shittas HaMechaber. Now,
the Inyan for Shabbos is because more Kaddish?
It's a covered for Shabbos that you should, I'm understanding it is that you should, now, obviously.
We're to make a color between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni.
Why should it make a difference?
Because I'm going to rob on it.
Okay, maybe. I wouldn't think so.
Is there going to call him to eat Pats as well?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think, you know.
Now, I have to tell you, if you look in Reish Membeis, there are other reasons to eat Pasei Shalom. It has to do, there are other reasons.
Well, okay,
it's other parts of the covet. But this part of it, that it's out the chumrah of Pasei Shalom, it seems to me that since it comes right out of the same Yerushalmi and the same tour of Tuf Reish Gimel of Hilchos Aseret Yemei Tshuva, L'Chadra it should also be that you only have to do it in a case when, like the Shittas HaMechaber, that if it's available, you should eat it, and if it's not available, then it's not, you could eat something.
Oh, yeah.